And it is a great honor and privilege for me to introduce my previous leader, Senate Republican Leader Paul McKinley.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Governor-elect Reynolds. I just love saying that. Good morning. What a difference a couple of years makes. You know, as we gathered here 2 years ago, licking our wounds, and the public talk was abuzz about hope and change, well, we got that change. And the voters expressed their dissatisfaction of the direction of that change at the polls last November, leaving hope that we will have new national leadership in 2012. Yet, as you look around the room today, here in Iowa, we don't have to wait that long. We have hope here because of that very same election. We saw a sea change. Over the past 4 years, Democrats have controlled the Iowa House, the Iowa Senate, and the governor's office. And we have seen out-of-control spending, widespread growth of government, coupled with erosion of personal freedom and liberties, rising taxes, and declining job opportunities. Yet, it is a new day. Republicans have gained control of the Iowa House with a commanding majority. Adults have taken over the governor's office with the election of Terry Branstad and Kim Reynolds. And Senate Republicans fell but 71 votes short of ending Mike Gronstall's Senate monarchy. Our numbers jumped from 18 to 23, soon to be 24 with the election of Jack Whitfer. We now have eight. I don't know if people realize it, but we will have 10 new faces in the chamber compared to Democrats having only one new Democrat elected. We flipped 6 seats from Democrat to Republican in what legislative observers say is a modern era record. I can assure you we will pick up the majority in 2012. I don't know how many are here, but I would like our new senators, newly elected senators, to please stand. Jack, I'd ask you to stand too, because you're going to be elected. I know that. Now would our other senators please stand? Let's give them a round of applause as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Republican senators are ready to go to work doing what Iowans elected us to do. We're going to cut spending, enact a responsible, sustainable budget, and learn to live within our means. We're going to roll back the growth of out-of-control government and promote personal responsibility and self-reliance. And we're going to encourage private sector employers, entrepreneurs, and small businesses by dismantling the job-destroying policies enacted over the past 4 years. We could not have done this without the hard work and support of you folks, and we thank you. Now it is a new day. Stay tuned. It's going to be a very interesting year.
Thank you, Senator McKinley. We look forward to big things happening in the Senate. And now it is my opportunity to introduce a bright, articulate, lady who is the first woman to serve as House Majority Leader in the Iowa Senate, House Majority Leader Upmeyer.
That's fine. Good morning. Good morning. Isn't this a great day to be a Republican? I tell you, I never get tired of saying that. Today is a day for us to celebrate, and we all should celebrate. We've worked really hard. As I look around this room, every single person here had some part in the elections. Everyone contributed something, time, talent, or treasure. And we asked for and got a lot of treasure that we were able to utilize to help candidates along the way. So thank you for all of that, and thank you for your hard work. This is just a really exciting time for us, and I really want you to meet our new members. You helped us elect 60 new members. So would all of our new members please stand up? Great. We have 22 new members. 20 have never served in the legislature before. We do have two veterans that we're thrilled to have back, Stu Iverson and Dan Rasmussen. So we're thrilled to have them back. But I can tell you, in the times that the caucus has met, in the interactions that I've had with the caucus between the election and today, the energy is boundless. The excitement is nearly palpable when these people are together. And this is what I know. I know that this caucus is ready to go to work for the people of Iowa starting today. Thank you.
And now it is my privilege to introduce to you a gentleman that has led the House caucus for the last 2 years, that has done exactly what I said he did by keeping them on mission, keeping them on message, and keeping them intact. And we are very pleased and honored to introduce now the next Speaker of the House, Craig Paulson.
Well, thank you. So how do you feel about the number 60? I had a lobbyist call me up. I won't tell on who it is, but I had a lobbyist call me up, I think the day before the election, and said, hey, I'm placing a bet. I want some help. Give me a little inside scoop. He said, you know, what do you think the number is going to be in the House? Said, I don't care what the bet is or what the number they call, take the over. So, there's people talking 53, 54. I said, take the over. There's even one person talking like 57. Take the over. That was a fun day. In fact, I'm sure many of you saw the Register article that they did on me. Anyways, probably doesn't surprise you, when the photographer was there, I was starting to get annoyed and impatient with the picture taking. So anyway, Josie and my wife were standing there going, come on, Craig, just play along. And finally, my wife, Kathy, says, okay, 60. Big smile. They took the picture. It's a good article. So I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank the Republican Party of Iowa, Matt Strawn, for all the great partnering they did during the election. We couldn't have done that without, had the success without you guys, without them. I want to thank our other elected officials, particularly Senator Grassley and Congressman King for being here today. Both of them were helpful, as was Congressman Latham and all the others statewide, so we introduced earlier. In fact, Secretary Northey and Otter Vaught have sent out quite a few letters over the last two election cycles, as I recollect. But we couldn't have done it without it being a team effort. And that was one of the things that was unique about 2010. I mean, there was a lot of things unique. The electorate was obviously motivated. It brought out just super talented candidates. And for those of you who haven't got a chance to meet all of our freshmen yet, you are going to be impressed. They are a remarkable group. But the other thing that helped bring along was a unified party message. I think that the legislative candidates with the gubernatorial campaign, we were walking the same walk, we were talking the same talk, and the beauty of it wasn't even like we were in a back room coordinating it. It's just, that's where we all are, and that's where the electorate is, and so that's exciting. This is what I am expecting, that whatever the number of days, 90, 100, 110, 150 days from now, whatever it is. That's a joke for the press. Don't quote me on that. however many days it is when we're done, and we walk out of that Capitol after the sign and die resolution passes, that we're going to be able to look back and say we have a state government that's smaller, smarter, more efficient, more transparent, takes less money out of the taxpayers' pockets, that employers are now in a position to invest in our state, invest in our workforce. They have a more stable environment, and Iowa is a more competitive state as far as economic growth in general. And of course, House Republicans will pass a resolution letting Iowans vote on the definition of marriage. Obviously, those handful of sentences I just said translate into, I suppose, 100 or more bills. But we're ready to go to work. We're ready to go to work on behalf of Iowans. We're excited, and thank you very much for being here. Thanks.